Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Invesco, a global independent investment management firm offering a wide range of investment solutions, including mutual funds, EFs, and alternative investments. Invesco serves both individual and institutional clients worldwide. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the asset management sector. Let's dive in.
Invesco has positioned itself as a significant player in the investment management industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and herd behavior influence their decision-making, particularly in portfolio management and product innovation?
Overconfidence can be a significant factor in Invesco's decision-making, especially in portfolio management and product innovation. This bias might lead the company to be overly optimistic about the performance of their investment strategies or the demand for new products, potentially underestimating market risks or the competitive landscape. While confidence in their investment expertise is essential, it may also result in strategic missteps if Invesco fails to adequately address market volatility or shifts in investor sentiment. Herd behavior is another critical factor, where Invesco might follow industry trends or competitor strategies in launching new products or adjusting portfolio allocations, potentially leading to overcrowding in popular investment themes or sectors.
This focus on maintaining confidence in their strategies while responding to industry trends has helped Invesco build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize innovation and market leadership in the asset management sector.
Exactly. Invesco's emphasis on leveraging their expertise and staying ahead of industry trends has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking growth and innovation in the asset management space. However, the company must balance this with a cautious approach to risk management, ensuring they remain adaptable to changing market conditions and investor preferences.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Invesco. As a global investment management firm with a diverse client base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Invesco given their role in managing investments for a wide range of clients around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing investment solutions that meet the diverse needs of their clients. A diverse workforce within Invesco can help the company better understand the unique challenges and opportunities in different markets, leading to more inclusive and effective investment strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like asset management, where understanding and addressing diverse client needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Invesco not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of clients, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible investment management. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Invesco operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving asset management market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and investor behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Invesco's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and investor behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the asset management sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with adopting new investment approaches and expanding into new asset classes. Overconfidence might make Invesco more inclined to push forward with ambition, product launches, or market expansion plans, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by passive investing, ESG environmental, social, and governance criteria, and alternative assets. Herd behavior might drive them to follow industry trends, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities and emerging investment trends and investor needs.
This adaptability is key for Invesco, especially as they face competition from both traditional asset managers and newer, more innovative investment firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining portfolio reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Invesco's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established investment strategies, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and clients value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing investor expectations.
To sum up, Invesco's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their portfolio management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Invesco's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.